So Jay, you excited that your second pro game is going to be against your hometown team?
This could be fun. I mean, I know some of the guys there. I know the coaches really well. So got some family and friends coming out. So it's going to be fun.
Think there's going to be big parties at Vanderbilt watching your play?
I don't know. I mean, if it's on, it should be on TV there. So yeah, I'm sure that the guys and the coaches will definitely be watching.
What does it mean to you that those guys will be watching and seeing your progress as a pro?
Well, it means a lot. I mean, I've kept in touch with a lot of the guys. Coaches call from time to time. So they're definitely watching and wishing me the best.
What do you know about Coach Fisher? Mike had said he actually consulted with Coach Jeff for drafting.
Yeah, I mean, Coach Fisher's a great guy. I mean, he's a good coach. I mean, he's got a good program over there. And him and Mike are good friends, and they talk. And just glad he put in a good word for me.
What did your friends back there tell you after your first game?
They didn't get to see it, I guess, till like 11 o'clock that night. But they were happy for me. I mean, they thought I looked good out there. I threw the ball well. So, I mean, I don't think they expected anything less from me.
Is training camp what you expected it to be now that you're through it?
Yeah, I mean, it's not too bad for quarterbacks. I mean, we just get to throw the ball around. I mean, the drain of just 2 days sometimes. But it went well. Went really well.
How glad are you that it's over?
Very glad it's over.
Did the coaches this week try to kind of keep you on an even keel, not let you get too high after, you know, having a pretty good day?
No, not really. I mean, I knew coming into this week, the last week was just a preseason game, and it's time to move on, and hopefully I can go out and repeat my performance from last week.
You said you're glad that camp's over, but did you kind of enjoy the learning part of it?
Yeah, I definitely did. I mean, I had a good time out here. I learned a lot, picked up a lot of stuff from Jake. I thought I grew as a quarterback a lot out here. I matured. I got a lot more confident in the system and in my abilities.
Do you feel any desire to show Tennessee what they passed up this Saturday?
No, I'm not in it for that. I mean, I'm happy they passed me up. I'm in a better place now.
Is there a friendly rivalry between you and Matt and Vince? I'm guessing you guys know each other.
Yeah, we know each other. We talk whenever we're around each other, say hi, how you doing? Yeah, I mean, there's a competition there. I mean, obviously, all three of us want to succeed. We want to be the best quarterback in this class. And Matt's a little bit behind us, but we'll see what happens Saturday.
Can you play much better this Saturday than you did last week? Right, that was almost a perfect game.
Yeah, I mean, no, I can play better. I mean, some of my ball placements are a little off. I missed a few throws, some audibles, some different things that I could do out there as a quarterback. So I can improve a lot.
Joe, when you were in college, did you think about playing for the Titans? Was that one of the things that occurred to you as you watched their team?
Yeah, and as the draft came closer in my senior season, I definitely wanted to play there. I mean, it had been fun to stay there in Nashville, but didn't happen, and I'm kind of happy it didn't happen now.
You hear from a lot of people, they think they made a mistake, they should have taken
you. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You're going to have both sides of that. I mean, after my first game, people are saying, yeah, they should have taken me instead of Vince. But I'll go out and probably have a bad game here in the future, and they'll be like, hey, glad we didn't take him. So it works both ways.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jim.
All right, thanks.